It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. A film festival that takes place within the space of one evening opens and closes next Wednesday, April 15th, on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. It's the annual Food Film Fest. This year's festival features three films, including the documentaries King Corn and The Real Dirt on Farmer John, as well as the romantic comedy Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. The festival, organized by the Agroecology and Sustainable Agriculture Program, or ASAP, at the University of Illinois, is free and open to the public. The films will be screened beginning at 7 p.m. in the main lounge of Allen Hall in Urbana. One of the organizers of the Food Film Fest is John Marlin, Jr., a visiting specialist in agriculture in the Department of Natural Resources at the U of I. He's here with me in the studio to tell us about Food Film Fest 2009. Welcome.
Hi.
Nice lineup of films.
Thank you.
Would you want to offer us a thumbnail description of each one?
Okay, we're going to start with King Corn, which is an examination of why America grows so much corn and how it affects our food system and our health.
Okay, and then after King Corn, The Real Dirt on Farmer John?
Real Dirt on Farmer John is, it's a biopic. It's actually someone who followed this farmer in northern Illinois for about 40 years. And this farmer started an artistic commune on his family farm, ended up losing the farm in the 70s and 80s, and eventually reformed it as an organic cooperative.
Yeah, and he was one of Roger Ebert's guests. I don't know if it was last year or the year before they screened the film. And it got a great response. And then the romantic comedy, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman.
That would be, that's more of a celebration of food and family, and food is kind of a glue that holds a family together when they're not so capable of expressing their own emotions.
Yeah, so. And the director is Ang Lee.
Yeah, a U of I alumni accomplished director.
And now, will there be any opportunity? That's kind of a big bill in the space of an evening. Will there be an opportunity for folks to discuss the films between films or at the close of the evening?
Well, we're going to open with King Corn, and after King Corn, we're going to provide half an hour for community members and students to link up with local food advocacy groups. So students might be interested in the student farm and in the Students for Environmental Concerns will be there. And then community members might want to talk to the Local Foods Coalition, who are spearheading an effort with local gardening. And we're also going to have someone from the market at the square or the farmer's market and someone from Common Ground Food Co-op. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Student Farm, what's that?
That's a new project. There's 2 acres of farms. It's a 2-acre farm that's going to be run by students at the University of Illinois, and it's going to provide vegetables to the U of I cafeterias.
Oh, that's...
So it's a very good example of local food, and it's just beginning now.
Yeah. Has this Food Film Fest, with the growing interest of local food and slow food, has it grown over the years? And how many years now do you have... does the film fest have under its belt, so to speak?
It's still a very young program. I'd say about 3 years old, and it actually started as a potluck. So you can imagine maybe 20 people with some films that they're very interested in and some food that they love. And now that I think local food is now a much broader interest in the community, and we've increased the venue size to accommodate that.
Okay, so it's not only students and faculty that are invited or encouraged; the public is welcome as well.
Yeah, the idea was that the space would be large enough that, well, the students are already in the residence hall, so they pretty much have to come. And then there's enough room, and we're very welcoming towards any community members who'd like to show.
Yeah. What inspired that first film festival?
I think it was begun by Jerry Walter, who also works in ACES at the U of I. And I think he just had an interest in local food, and he came to our program and offered his organizing capabilities, put it together.
Tell us a little bit about ASAP. This is the Agroecology and Sustainable Agriculture Program. Tell us a little bit about the program and how it fits within the College of ACES.
We see our mission as bringing the resources and expertise of the U of I to small organic farmers or local farmers or local food institutions around Illinois. And we're actually a rather small program on paper, but there are a lot of researchers and extension specialists around Illinois who lend us their time and lend us their effort to increase our impact.
Yeah. Is the number of smaller organic and specialty producers growing in Illinois?
You could say that. Now there are roughly 257 farmers markets in Illinois, and there's a new bill in Congress to increase, or not in Congress, in the Illinois State Senate, to actually give a larger boost to local growing in Illinois. So
yeah, and at the farmers markets, you see that they have also grown not only in number but in size, And so many of those folks are relatively new,
yeah,
you know, in the business.
I think local food is going very mainstream very quickly, and so my program is hoping to.
Yeah. Now, does ASAP, does it offer courses to students?
With a little more resources, that's something we're looking into. Uh-huh. But right now, we just don't have the funding to provide an actual course.
Largely extension-related.
It's largely, yeah, largely
outreach.
Extension. Outreach,
yeah.
Especially through the Internet, which does not cost so much on the distribution side.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want to run down for us again what's coming up on the Food Film Festival bill coming up next Wednesday, the 15th. So get your taxes done, I guess,
yeah,
ahead of time. Get them done on the 14th or this weekend and get out to this film fest. Again, run down the films for us.
Yeah, April 15th, 7 p.m., Allen Hall Main Lounge. We're going to be showing King Corn, which is a new documentary from 2007, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, which is an older, just lovely feature film from the 90s, and then The Real Dirt on Farmer John.
Okay, so King Corn is the first one,
yes.
Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, the second, and then The Real Dirt on Farmer John wraps up the evening.
And also half an hour to engage with community groups interested in local food.
Okay, very good. John, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
You.
John Marlin Jr. is a visiting specialist in agriculture in the Department of Natural Resources at the U of I, and he's been my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine to tell us about Food Film Fest 2009, organized by the Agroecology and Sustainable Agriculture Program at the University of Illinois. It's free and open to the public. It begins Wednesday evening, April 15th at 7 p.m. in the main lounge of Allen Hall in Urbana.